Buddha instructed Vedavyas to give one process, which is bhakti, one goal, which is Krishna Prem, and that is the ultimate conclusion and goal of Bhagavatam. The other processes are given in Bhagavad Gita as a part of Shastra, but not recommended as the main processes. So we should never think that bhakti is dependent upon other processes, and we should not mix the process of bhakti with other processes and make it dependent on other things at all. Bhakti is completely independent. It is independent of time, place, circumstance, or even an institution of dharma, and it does not depend on knowledge also. But bhakti gives one divya jnana. So all processes are ultimately rejected in front of bhakti. Bhakti is predominant and sole for the humanity. So this is like the conclusion of what we have been reading then the last many days. So what is one process? Bhakti. What is one goal? Krishna Prem. This is the conclusion of Bhagavatam, which Narada wanted Vedavyas to precisely give. Why? Otherwise the Shastras talk about Karma Kanda, then they talk about Jnana Kanda, they talk about Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga and all these things. People go round and round, beating around the bush. They never come to the clear-cut goal. So Narada, in his instruction to Vedavyas, was very specific about this. Because even in scriptures like Padma Purana, Vishnu Purana, there are descriptions about the importance of liberation from this world, and how this world is a place of suffering. So, some people may misunderstand that the goal of life is moksha. They may misunderstand. And oftentimes, even scriptures like Mahabharata and others, they highlight the glories of virtues, not in relation with Krishna. Like giving charity. And Karna was called as Dhanashur, Dhanavir. Isn't it? So, admiring virtuous qualities independent of Krishna, aspiring for liberation, these are also considered as impurities by Narada. Although these are exalted qualities. As why aspiring for moksha is not a thing, not an ordinary thing for petty jivas. Most of the jivas are absorbed in sense gratification. But even moksha is considered jugupsitam, according to Narada. He says that, avichito varta kavibir nirupito yaduttama shloka gunan varnam. So in that verse he says that this aspiration for liberation without execution of devotion service is jugupsitam, it is abominable, he says. And he even condemns all the virtuous qualities like swadharmanishta, swadharma parayan. Somebody is doing his brahman karma very nicely or kshatriya karma nicely, or faithfully executing his duties to parents and relatives and friends. It's all dismissed in the Srimad Bhagavatam as petty dharmas which don't take one to ultimate goal. So that is the reason why Narada found fault with Vedavyasa's compilation. Although Vedavyasa had made enormous endeavor to write all those literatures. So Narada wanted to give this conclusion. What is the only one process? Bhakti. And one goal? Krishna Prem. And Prabhupada did the same thing. And Prabhupada went to the West. He taught bhakti directly in San Francisco. And Prabhupada established Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. He called all the hippies and gave them the lamp. Now you waver, rotate it around Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. And Prabhupada said, if you offer arati and touch it and touch your eyes, all your kalmash in your heart will be destroyed. He said, because this wick that is offered to Krishna with ghee is actually offering our false ego to Krishna and purifying our false ego. All your ahankar will go away and you will feel yourself insignificant in front of Krishna's lotus feet and you will become his devotee. And Prabhupada said, never come to temple with an empty hand. Always bring some fruits or flowers as expression of your love for Krishna. And then Prabhupada said, if you offer it in the altar will become filled with thousands of fruits. And Krishna will eat all of them and give it back to everybody. And sure enough, the hippies brought bouquets for Jagannath. They would buy bouquets and bring for Jagannath an offer. In this way, Prabhupada directly taught devotional service. without complicating with jnana, yoga and all those things. And Prabhupada condemned, what is this, plugging the nose and upside down standing and all these things. This cannot give bhakti. So Prabhupada was an acharya who exactly followed Narada Muni's prescription. One process, what is it? Bhakti process. And one goal, Krishna prema. And that is very easily achieved. How? By the chanting of the holy name. Because out of the Navavidha Bhakti, the crushed jewel of the items of Navavidha Bhakti is the whole chanting of the holy name, which is the weapon which Prabhupada carried when he went from India to America, in which he had full faith. And he was far more confident on the holy name than his own skills and abilities, and to convert the people and transform their hearts. And that's why when Prabhupada was practically cornered by his situations in America, when there was no one to help him, he helplessly went to the park and he chanted the holy name and inviting the hippies. And he was exactly like a doctor putting injection in a patient's hand. He was administering the holy name with full conviction that the holy name will act. And it acted and produced bhakti in the hearts of all those who participated. And today we see a worldwide movement like a big vatavriksha by the conviction of Srila Prabhupada and his pure teachings and the process of bhakti and compromising teachings. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our